Fine. I reset it for night use and safetied it, then handed it back. What happened a year ago? He wrapped it up carefully, keeping the rags away from the eyepiece. Had some jumpers come in, fired a few rounds and scared him away. All right, what's a jumper? Yeah, you wouldn't know. He shook out a tobacco cigarette and passed me the box. I don't know why they don't just call them thieves. That's what they are. Murderers, too, sometimes. They know that a lot of the commune members are pretty well off. If you raise cash crops, you get to keep half the cash. Besides, a lot of our members were prosperous when they joined. Anyhow, the jumpers take advantage of our relative isolation. They come out from the city and try to sneak in, usually hit one place and run. Most of the time, they don't get this far in, but the farm's closer to the road. We hear gunfire every couple of weeks, usually just scaring off kids. If it keeps up, a siren goes off, and the commune goes on alert. Doesn't sound fair to the people living close to the road. There are compensations. They only have to donate half as much of their crop as the rest of us do, and they're issued heavier weapons. Mary Gay and I took the family's two bicycles and pedaled down to the recreation center. I only fell off twice, negotiating the bumpy road in the dark. It was a little livelier than Richard had described it. A young nude girl was dancing sensuously to an assortment of homemade drums near the far side of the dome. Turned out she was still in school. It was a project for a cultural relativity class. Most of the people there, in fact, were young and therefore still in school. They considered it a joke, though. After you had learned to read and write and could pass the Class 1 literacy test, you only had to take one course per year, and some of those you could pass just by signing up. So much for the 18 years compulsory education they had startled us with at Stargate. Other people were playing board games, reading, watching the girl gyrate, or just talking. There was a bar that served soya, coffee, or thin homemade beer. Not a ration ticket to be seen. All made by the commune or purchased outside with commune tickets. We got into a discussion about the war with a bunch of people who knew Mary Gay and I were veterans. It's hard to describe their attitude, which was pretty uniform. They were angry in an abstract way that it took so much tax money to support. They were convinced that the Torrens would never be any danger to Earth, but they all knew that nearly half the jobs in the world were associated with the war, and if it stopped, everything would fall apart.